suffered and me as the blackness of night closed off the light. My heart sank with fear. My desperate cry rang out with fright. All I could see was no hope in sight. With faith all but gone, I met the one who came looking for me.
voice of love that's calling. There's a chair that awaits for you, and a friend who understands everything you're going through. But you keep standing at a distance in the shadows of your shame. But there's a light of hope that's shining. Won't you come and take your place and bring it all to the table? It's nothing he ain't seen before. All your sin and your sorrow and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls. So bring it all to the table. He can see the weight you carry, fears that hold your heart. But through the cross you've been forgiven, you're accepted as you are. And bring it all to the table. It's nothing he ain't seen before. Your trials, all your worries and your burdens, there's a Savior and he calls. So bring it all to the table. Just come on in, take your place. There's no one who's turned away. All you sinners and all you saints, come on in and find your grace. Bring it all to the table. It's nothing he ain't seen before. All your sin and your sorrow and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls. So bring it all to the table. Just bring it all to the table.
Thankful for all the singing this morning, but that last song was powerful, wasn't it? Wow, sometimes we think that we've got something God's never seen before, and God's never dealt with before. And God's saying, just bring it to me. Bring it all and bring it to me. I thank God for the good singing this morning. If you will, take your Bibles, turn with me to Revelation chapter number 21. We'll do our best to be mindful unto the Lord and preach what God's laid upon our heart. Wow, I know how to get some big eyes around here. I started singing stuff that wasn't on the menu, and there was three ladies that gave me some eyes this morning. Woo, the piano player, she chewed me out with her eyes, and the other two singers did too, but that's all right. I'm used to it. I apologize to y'all. I wouldn't want y'all adding to my message, so I'll try not to add to your songs anymore. I'm glad that I go to church with my friends and my family. We can have a good time in the house of the Lord. If you will, and you're able, and you are willing, stand with me this morning. Let's read a few verses out of Revelation chapter number 21. Revelation 21, let's begin reading with verse number 1. The Bible says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for the power that we feel in your word just reading it this morning. It's hard to even read this scripture without feeling excitement for your word and the power that's in you. And we thank you most of all that you've allowed us to be part of that, that you've allowed us even through our weaknesses, God, through our failures, that even though that we think that we have things you've never seen before, that God, you said, bring them to the table, and God, that you would forgive us for them and that you would bring us into that right relationship with you. God, I pray for the message this morning. I pray that you'll have your will and way. God, may we open our hearts and our minds, let you speak to us. And most of all, I pray today, if there's one here that's lost, that today will be the day that they come to know you as their personal Savior. God, move in a way that only you can. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. This morning, as we read Revelation chapter number 21, verses 1 through 7, some of my favorite scripture that's in God's Word, and I love to read it. And sometimes if I just need help to get through a day, or if I'm getting ready to go to bed at night and it's been one of those days, this is some of the scripture that I turn to and I read what God has promised His children. And man, how amazing this scripture is. It's hard for me to even read it without getting excited and getting to feeling God working in my heart and God's Holy Spirit begin to just to stir up in my heart. This morning, I'm so thankful for God's word and how powerful God's word is and how true that God's word is. This morning, I want us to take a look at verse number 5. I love all of these verses that are in these first 7 verses, but I want us to look at verse number 5 for just a few minutes, and we're maybe riding right on the tailgate of last Sunday's sermon or last Sunday's time that we spent together, but I want us to look at verse number 5. And the Bible says, "He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." We're living in a day and a time where we love new stuff. We love to have a new this and a new that, and we love to celebrate newness in our life, whether it be a new car, or I got a new pair of shoes, or I got me a new hairdo, or I got me a new suit that I've put on, or I've got a new dog at the house, I've got a new house, whatever it is, we love to celebrate new things. And it's amazing that feeling that you get when you get something that's new. It don't even have to be a new product. When it just begins to be new to you, you're excited about it. I'll tell you a little secret. My family, we do a lot of shopping at Goodwill and Salvation Army and those kinds of things because Autumn loves to come home and have a lot of stuff piled up on the bed and see my face when I come in. And when I come in and I go, "Oh, Lord, honey, how much money did you spend today?" And she goes, $14. She loves to do that. And I go, "Hallelujah to Jesus," is what I say. And she, it's so much so at our house that one of my daughters was wearing something that she had bought, and she went down and she had actually found it at the Goodwill and she had it on. And one of our neighbors that probably has never even seen the Goodwill, don't even know what Goodwill is, come in and said, "Hey, where did you get that little dress? I love that." And she said, "We bought it at the Goodwill." Well, her mom was telling Autumn a couple of weeks later that, "I can't believe it, my daughter come home begging me to take her to the Goodwill." It don't even have to be new to you, but when you get that new something in your life, you like it, you want to brag about it, you want to show it off, you're excited about it, and that's the way we are, and that's the way we live day in and day out. But when we get those new things, we love to celebrate new things in our lives. So this morning, just as we were looking in God's Word, and we were thinking about that this week, and we were thinking about new things in our life, it's amazing how, if you missed Sunday school this morning, you missed another blessing. I want to encourage you to come to Sunday school. We're still meeting here in the sanctuary right now on Sunday mornings, but Danny brought a wonderful lesson this morning. I know he doesn't look like a Sunday school teacher, but that's all right. He done a wonderful job. He said we didn't look like the crowd he wants to teach to either, so... But we had a wonderful time this morning in Sunday school, and it's amazing when we get into it how to see that God puts us on the same path sometimes. I didn't ask Danny what he was teaching. He had no idea what I was preaching, and God put us right together this morning. It's amazing how God works that way. But as we go through God's Word this morning, I want to show you some new things that we can celebrate, that we can brag about, that we can talk about and be excited about in our lives as Christian people. Danny was talking about this morning, it's amazing how many people think that when they get saved that all of the fun is going out of their life, all of the happiness is going out of their life. But I want you to know the day that I got saved was the day that life started for me. That's when happiness and joy started for me as a Christian and a believer in Jesus Christ. This morning I want to celebrate some new things. I don't know why that was on my mind this week, but this week I was thinking about new things in our lives. If you will, take your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and let's read about some new things that God mentions in His words that we should be celebrating, that we should be worshiping, that we should be happy about. First of all, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17, the Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." I'm thankful for the day that I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Yeah, I was just 7 years old, but I want you to know something, that the Bible tells us that when I come into this world, that I have a sinful nature. And then when I realize what my sinful nature is, and we don't even like to think about it like this, because we like to think about our children, and even myself, as I look back at a seven-year-old boy, there wasn't many things that I had done wrong. There wasn't many things, those evil things that we think about. I hadn't done any of those evil things that we had thought about. But do you realize, and do I realize, that the day that I realized that my sin, that I had sin in my life that was against God, that very day I was a child of Satan. Let's just put it like it is. The Bible tells us that we have two fathers. And the day that I realized that I was a sinner and that I didn't have Jesus Christ in my life, that my father was the devil. That I was on my way to hell at that very minute. We don't like to think about that with small children, do we? We don't like to think about, hey, and I'm not trying to talk to the children and get them scared or anything. I just want you to be real with me this morning. The day that I realized that I had sin in my life, that day I was on my way to hell. But I also want you to realize, the day that I asked Jesus Christ, I went to my dad sitting there in the recliner in their living room. The night that God began to speak to my heart and that God began to tug at me, and I realized that I was a sinner and without Jesus Christ that I would die and go to hell. And I got up and went down the little hallway in our little house, and I got down on my knees and I asked Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sins. I become a new creature. I got a brand new father that day. Jesus Christ forgave me of my sins. And now I'm a new creature. My sinful nature should be put in my past. The Bible says, "For old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new." And even whatever what was in your past or what was in my past, those things are gone and we're all brand new in Christ Jesus. I'm thankful that I'm a new creature, that I have been born again. You remember when Nicodemus came and asked Jesus, and Jesus said, "You must be born again." That night, as a seven-year-old, and you go to wherever you were in your mind that Jesus Christ came into your life, you were born again. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus this morning. I'm so thankful that I have new things that I can celebrate in my life. There wasn't a whole lot of old things to celebrate, but there are some new things in my life that I can celebrate. I was a newborn babe in Jesus Christ. I had a brand new start. I was sinless. I was clean. I was spotless. There was no sin. There was no guilt. There was no shame, because I was a brand new creature in Jesus Christ. You say, "Well, preacher," and man, it's amazing, even the song that Zach sung this morning. Whatever you can think about in your past, whatever you think about before you got saved, hey, those memories might still be there. There might still be some pain that was there from that. But I want you to know that when God looks at you, He does not see that, because you are a brand new creature in Jesus Christ. If that don't give you reason to celebrate, hey, it's amazing. We'll go home and get a brand new pair of shoes, and we walk around all, hey, George come to me first thing this morning. He said, you see anything different about me? And I said, "Well, George, you look like George to me." And he said, "Well, I cut my mustache a little bit." Hallelujah. I'm thankful. "It looks great, George. I see more of your face now." He's excited about it. There was a new look to him. It hasn't been long ago somebody brought a new motorcycle to church. "Have you seen my new motorcycle?" Hey, why are we not bragging about Jesus? He made us a brand new creature in his name and through the blood of Jesus Christ. If you will, turn with me to Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter number 4. They should have it on the screen for you. I got to turn and look at it. Ephesians chapter number 4. Let me get there. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 21. "If so be that ye have heard him And you have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, not only have I become a new creature, that I got that new birth, that I have been born again, but now I am to put on that new man. There is adjustments in my life that has been made through Jesus Christ. There is a difference in my... There's supposed to be a difference in my life now that I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. For some reason, we look at it and we say, well, now I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't do this. But let's think about it like this. So what if you look and you go, well, you know what? The things that bring pain and heartache at the end of the road, I no longer can do. You know, when you really think about what God has laid out, the things that God has told us that he don't want us to take part of in this world, that is sin, he does that for our protection. It's not to take things away from you, but it is to protect you from things that the devil will bring in your life or the things that the devil would love to use to destroy you. That's the reason that God lays those laws of protection down for us. But also think about it like this. When you have the opportunity to put on that new man, those bad things that were in your life, those bad habits, those things that shouldn't be there, you have the opportunity to become a brand new man, to become a brand new woman and live a life that God would be pleased with, that God can bless, that God can use to bring other people to him and give glory unto God. That's the opportunity that we have with the new man, is that we can put away those old things and we can bring on a new man and be new in Jesus Christ. So many times we look and we say, well, God's punishing this. But no, it's an opportunity. Because you know what? So what that God says this sin over here that you can't take part in anymore? So what that God says that? What God did say when I become a new creature and when I take on this new man, he says, but now I'm open to you. You can come to me. What'd you rather have? Let's just be blunt this morning. What'd you rather have? You'd rather have to have the opportunity to call Michelob and talk to them, or to call God and talk to him? Which one you'd rather have? That was a little weak. Some of y'all need to go home and call Michelob, see what they're going to do for you. You'd rather be able to reach out to somebody in this world that's powerful because of the sin or whatever. Or had you rather be able to get in contact with Almighty God and say, God, I need you. God, there's something going on in my life. Or maybe you just want to say, God, thank you for making me a new creature, that we have that opportunity through Jesus Christ, that we put on that new man, that we allow our lives to be used for his glory. Not only did he make me a new creature, but he gave me a brand new life that I can live here on this earth. Hey, you want to find blessing. You want to find an opportunity for God to use you. You want to find an opportunity to live a life that's pure and holy, that God is pleased with. Put on that new man. Now listen to me. Sometimes I have to put on that new man again and again and again and again. I get up out of the bed and I got my new man on. I get up and maybe on my way to work I'm praying, or maybe I get up and read my devotional, or I get up and read my scripture, and man, I got my new man on. And in just a little bit, that old man likes to stick his head out for every now and again, don't he? He likes to peep out and see what's going on, or take over, or I put myself in a spot where I shouldn't be, and that old man wants to jump out. If we're not careful, and if we want to be truthful, we got to be in a place where you go, you know what? I realize that my flesh is still there. That flesh is still there and it's still pulling and it still wants me to do things that I shouldn't do. But let me put on this new man in Jesus Christ and be what God's called me to be. So I'm thankful that I'm a new creature. I'm thankful that I can be a new man and that I have the availability of being able to put on the new man. Psalms chapter number 33, verse number 3. Danny didn't have any idea what I was going to be preaching about this morning, neither did I with he, but he read a verse over in Psalms 144 that said almost the same thing. I want you to think about a new song that you have available to you. Psalms chapter number 33, verse number 3, sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. That we have a new song that we can sing. We're a new creature. We should be able to put on the new man and have a new life. That also that we should have a new song in our heart. You know, if we want to think about, isn't it amazing how good God is to us and how good that God has blessed us? And even though this world that we're living in, it's full of corruption, it's full of sin, it's full of deceit, it's full of all of these things, but yet God has blessed us so much that we enjoy living here in this world. Ain't that amazing? that when you look around and you see all of the evil, but yet God has blessed us individually so much that we want to live. We want to be here in this world. We're having a good time in this world. But you know, if you want to think about the song that you could sing according to what this world has done, you could sing a song about a few success stories in your life. You could sing a song about a few failures that's in your life. You could sing, it might sound like those old country music songs, if you will. There will be some success and some failures and this and that. And it would just be the same old rhetoric over and over and over. But I'm thankful because of Jesus Christ in my life that He gave me a new song. And He gave me a song that I can sing this morning. And those songs are about mercy and grace and forgiveness and freedom. That those songs are about a relationship with Him that I've been able to experience. That those songs are about help and comfort in times of need. That those songs are about things that nobody else can understand unless you have a walk with Jesus Christ. I have a new song this morning. My original song may have just been about flat old rhetoric, but I have a new song about mercy and grace and joy and freedom and forgiveness. I couldn't help but think of a few songs that just pops in my mind right out off the gate. One that I thought of is, "Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear." Man, that's a song that if you ever get in a place where you feel lonely, you get in a place where you don't know which way is right and which way is left, you get down and you start singing, "What a friend we have in Jesus." It's amazing how powerful music is in our life. And you get down and you start singing, "What a friend we have in Jesus. All of my sins and my griefs that He's bore, that He took my sins to a cross, even though that I was unworthy, even though that I'm still sinful." And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about my flesh is still sinful, that I'm still a sinner, and that He knew I was going to fall and come short, and yet He chose to be my friend. What a friend we have in Jesus this morning. Oh, how I love Jesus. And I love the end of that chorus as you sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus." And what's the last refrain of that? "Because He first loved me." How in the world did He love me first? How in the world did He look at me and say, "I know who you are. I know your heart. I know your mind. I know your failures, and yet He loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me." That's a new song that He has given me this morning. There's a song that I can think of that says, "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And when sinners plunge beneath the flood, they lose all their guilty stains." Man, I'm talking about the day that I become a new creature, the day that Jesus Christ forgave me of my sins. I gained a new song because my sins are gone. I gained a new song because when I went under that flood, when I went under the blood and Jesus washed my sins away, I now have no sin in my life when He looks at me. I'm so thankful for that fountain that's filled with blood. "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And when sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains." It's not that the stain is still there. It's not that the stink is still there. You ever got a pair of socks out of the dryer and still had to smell them, be sure they went through? Maybe y'all don't, but me and my feet have trouble every now and again. Man, it's amazing how transparent this pulpit makes you. You say stuff that you should never say. Danny told us this morning about something he did at a restaurant. I'll let him tell you if he wants you to know again. This pulpit will make you transparent. My feet stink, let me just tell you. I'll just be blunt with it. We're not going to have a foot washing no time soon. Sometimes you got to get that thing out of the dryer and go, just to be sure it made it. Just to be sure it don't need to go again. But I want you to know something. When Jesus Christ took us and washed us, there is not even a stain of sin on you no more. You lost all of that guilty stain. All of the sin is gone. The stench of sin is gone out of your life. And it is because of Jesus Christ. One of the first contemporary songs that I loved. "Here I come to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether wonderful, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me." I would sing these, but Hannah told me I need to stick to preaching a long time ago, so I'm going to stick to preaching. I mean, just think about it. You had the opportunity this morning to come into a sanctuary with a promise from an almighty God that said, where two or three are gathered together in my name. What did he say? That I'll be in the midst. That you knew when you come here this morning that God was going to meet. What an opportunity that is. And here we are to worship him this morning. My question is, are you worshiping? You got something new. You're a new creature. You're a new man. You got a new song this morning. We should be worshiping Jesus Christ. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterdays are gone. All my sins are forgiven and I've been covered by His blood. I'm thankful that my sins have been forgiven and that all my hope is in Jesus. Listen, we get very political around my shop. We talk a lot of politics. Yah, yah, yah. I'm glad my hope is not in that mess. I'm glad my hope is not in the economy. My hope is not whether prices go up or prices go down or my finances, but my hope is in Jesus Christ this morning. And that is a for sure hope this morning. You don't have to doubt it, not one bit. I was over there trying to get ready to preach this morning. A lot of times when I do, I stick earbuds in my ear and I listen to choir singing or something while I'm praying and while I'm trying to study the last few minutes, trying to clear my mind. A little song come on that Autumn used to sing a whole lot. It's a very simple song. And it says the same words kind of over and over and over, but it's so powerful. Thank God, I am free, free, free. Been washed by the blood of Jesus, been born again. The verse in the song, the second verse says, like a bird out of prison that's taken its flight, like a poor wretched beggar. I don't know why God looked at me. I don't know why God granted me that. I don't know why God loved me that much. God should have kept, look, if you want to talk about what had been right, you want to talk about what had been fair, you want to talk about what had been the most common sense according to the way that we think, God would have kept His only begotten Son in heaven and said, look, you've made choices, you've made decisions, you have allowed sin, so just do the best that you can. But yet He said, I love you so much that I'm going to allow my only begotten Son to become flesh and go through the pain of the cross, to go through that, the shame of the cross. And He did that for you and I. Thank God I'm free, free, free from my sins this morning. And it's all because of Jesus Christ. You should have a new song if you're still going around singing that old song. If the only song that you got to sing is, oh, how bad it is, and oh, how much worse it's going to get, and oh, it's terrible, and it's, then you're not serving the same God I am. Get your head up. Get your eyes off of this world. Get your eyes on Jesus Christ, and you'll have a new song in your heart. 9 times in the Bible, it says to sing a new song. Those two words are used together. And all 9 times it is singing unto the Lord. I'm going to finish with this morning, right back in Revelation chapter number 21. I'm a new creature. I have the ability to be a new man. I have a new song in my heart. Revelation chapter number 21, I have a new home. And I saw a new heaven, a new earth, for the first heaven were passed away, and there was no more sea, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Listen to verse number 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. I'm looking forward to my new home. I'm looking for, you know what? Some of y'all, I can tell every time you get something new. I flip on Facebook and that's all it's on there. We're telling the whole world we got something new. That's okay. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that whatsoever. But you can get a new dog, and I see new dog pictures for 2 or 3 days. You can get a new car, and I see new car pictures for 2 or 3 days. You can get a new pair of socks, and I'll see new socks for 2 or 3 days. That's good. That's wonderful. There's nothing wrong about that. But you know what happens? Over time, I don't see pictures of your new dog or your new socks or your. It just, you become complacent with it. It becomes, the new wears off. Church, I'm afraid that a lot of times in our lives that we've let the new things that God has given us just become everyday things in our life. We have stopped, Hannah, will you come get us a song, please? We have stopped with the new. Hey, you remember the day that you got saved. You remember the power of God that you felt in your life. Hey, I was just 7 years old, and I can remember going to bed. Hey, that night when I went to bed the first time, and I went in there, and I was listening to my radio, and I was listening to some gospel music, and I began to think about if I die before I wake in the morning, this is what it was to me, as a simple as a seven-year-old could understand it, that I would never see my family again. I knew they were all saved. And there was an uneasiness. There was a scaredness in my life. And then after I got up and I ran in there to Daddy and we began to pray and we asked Jesus to forgive me and I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sin, you know what? When I went back to bed, I still couldn't sleep. But it wasn't because I was scared anymore. It was because I had an excitement in me because I knew who Jesus Christ was. That just that quick, that very instance, that I become a child of God, that my sins were forgiven, and I don't think I've ever been scared again to go to sleep, not afraid that I wouldn't wake up. That was an excitement. I went to school the next day and I began to tell others that I got saved. I began to tell others that the next little project that we had at school that we had to write a paper, we found it just the other day in notebook paper, wrote on double space, so that tells you how young I was. I wrote about going in there, carrying my little popple into the living room and getting saved. I was excited about it. I wanted everybody to know it. I remember going to the teacher's desk and saying, guess what? I got saved last night. I remember that. I was excited about it. But you know what? I'm afraid as time goes on and that new wears off. Listen, it's still new. I'm still a new creation. I'm still a new man. I still have a new song and I have a new home. But if we're not careful, we don't even tell anybody about it anymore. We'll get to where it's not exciting to us anymore. We're not even letting others know what Jesus can do for them. You know what? There are some people that we come into contact every single day with that need to know about Jesus, that need to know that He can make their life brand new, that need to know that they can start all over again, and Jesus Christ is the answer. And we're not sharing it. We're not telling them. Church, we got something to be excited about. Hey, if we've done what we should, you know me, I'm not going to try to pump you, prime you, or anything else. But if we done what we should, if we worship the way that we should worship, then the whole time I was preaching this morning about God making us new, we'd have been on our feet clapping, praising God. If you want to do what we really should do. I understand that I'm not saying that that means you're not holy or anything if you didn't do that. I'm just saying, if it was really new to us and if it really meant to us what it should, if we really realize what God gave us when He made us a new creature and what God saved us from, and that's a devil's hell, if we really understood that this morning, there's not one of us that would be quiet. There's not one of us that would remain in our seats. We would worship Him. And church, one day we're going to get that opportunity. One day I'm going to tell you what. When I get to heaven, I'm going to say, God, I want you to get all the fellowship together for just a minute because I want to see these people worship. I want to see them go crazy. I want to see Ricky over here run a little bit. I want to see some of you just raise your hands and worship God. Hey, and it's not anything about me and I'm not saying anything. What I'm saying is this. One day all of that is going to be taken away from us. Whatever's holding you back is going to be taken away. Whatever's holding me back. Hey, I don't worship like I should. Hey, there's been times last Sunday I should have been a lot more excited than I was. But I'm going to tell you something. We hold back. One day when we get to that new home, we're going to worship the way that God deserves to be worshiped. But just in our daily life sometimes, I think we just sit back and we forget about the new things that God's given us. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Preacher, I'm here this morning. And I don't understand what you're talking about. I've never been forgiven of my sins. I've never been made a new creature. I want to give you just one little look at what that means. The Bible tells us that it's appointed unto men once to die and after this the judgment. If you've never become a new creature, if you've never asked Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, when you stand before God in judgment, the book of life is going to be opened. And if your name has not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then God is going to look at you and say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. and you're going to spend eternity in hell. Well, preacher, I don't want to go to hell. Preacher, I've never been saved, but I don't want to go to hell. Now listen, this ain't going to save you. But if you decide to be honest with God and be honest with me and say, preacher, I've never been saved, would you please pray for me? I don't want to die and go to hell. I want to find that place of grace, that place of repentance in my life. I don't know that I'm going to do it today, but preacher, would you just pray? Just slip up your hand. That's all I'll do is I'll pray. I'll pray that God will give you opportunity, that God will touch your heart. Would you just put up your hand and say, preacher, pray for me? Maybe you're here this morning, you say, preacher, I know without a doubt that I've been made new, that I'm a new creature, that I'm a new man, that I've been given a new song and I have a new home, but I've let the new wear off in my life, that I'm not living like I have all of that newness in my life. And preacher, I want you to pray for me, that I'll be everything that God wants me to be. Would you just slip up your hand? God sees hands all over the congregation. All over the congregation. Thank you, God, for the newness that you've given us. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do. God, have your will and way in this invitation. May you bless, God. May you help us as Christians to repent. God, may you help us to draw closer to you that we'll be everything that you called us to be. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen. As you stand to your feet this morning, as they sing, if God spoke to your heart and you need to come to the altar and talk to him, this altar's open.
What you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while. You'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. All who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail, so leave it all behind and come to the
Amen. I believe that's been sufficient this morning. Thank you for your attendance, for your attention. As you go out here this week, celebrate the new things that God has given you. Worship Him for it. Tell others how God can make their lives new. That's what He's called us to do. Go out here and tell others. It's wonderful to be a Christian in God's house. Amen. But now let's go do what He's called us to do. Thank you again for being here this morning. Corey met us. Will you dismiss us in word of prayer this morning?